You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out.
Let's go.
All right. Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 4.
Woohoo! We're like pros now.
We're doing good. We are really rocking and rolling.
I know.
I'm impressed with us.
Me too.
Even if like our mom is the only one that's like listening to us.
Yeah, and our husband.
That's right, our husband.
Our husbands might not even listen. I don't know.
Mine might turn me off and be like, I hear you enough during the day. I'm done with you.
Don't need any extra.
That's right. I don't need any more. So today we're going to talk about... what is it called? We don't know. I don't know.
What did we say?
I heart hockey moms. What type of hockey mom are you?
This is a good thought. What's that saying? When you can develop thoughts, like it makes you think. Okay. This really gets your mind thinking.
Yeah.
On who you think you are. And we made a list and we kind of were looking over all the different types of hockey moms that they are. And I kind of think I'm a little bit of every single one of them.
Same.
You know,
Most of them anyway.
I don't know if, maybe some of them. I don't think I'm annoying AF, but maybe.
You're not.
Maybe some people think I'm annoying AF, but I do think I'm a little bit of everything. And I'm excited to go through and really dive into all the different hockey moms.
Yes.
And we love all the hockey moms, but there are some distinct categories.
Absolutely.
That I think hockey moms fall into.
Some in particular you can spot from a mile away.
Yes.
Some are a little more subtle.
Some are more subtle. Yeah. Some you might think that they're a certain way at first. And then as you get to know them, you're like, oh. She's not that way.
Yeah.
She's really this way, which could be good or bad. I mean, that's not saying that's a bad thing. But, you know, they might be, like when you first meet people, you know, maybe they're putting their best foot forward. But
right.
And as you get more comfortable, you're like, oh my God, you're a psycho.
Start traveling with people. And you're like, oh.
You get the true colors.
Okay.
That's right. But Emily and I, we have seen each other's true colors in the hockey rink, and we're still friends.
Yes.
So it works out.
We're both cool, so.
Yeah, we're both cool. And we'll get into which one we think we are at the end.
For sure.
I definitely think that we're super cool.
Yeah, same. This episode's a little less informational and a little more just fun.
A little more fun, exactly.
Yeah.
I think in the last episodes, we did give a lot of information, which is good. And we were we're trying to help other ones and be informative. But sometimes it's fun to be a little more casual.
Absolutely.
A little more laid back and have some fun with it.
Yep.
Especially if you're going to be listening to us for like 30 minutes to an hour, maybe you don't want to hear us be so serious. You want to hear us be a little more light.
Just hear us cut up.
Cut up and be a little more light and airy.
Yeah.
So
have a drink with us.
Yes. Which we are going to have a guest and she requested wine. So
we're
going to have to, which Emily's going to drink vodka.
Right. I told her as long as we can do vodka instead of wine, then come on.
Well, we'll bring whatever you want. You know, I'm from Kentucky, so I guess I should be a bourbon girl, but that's not really my thing.
Yeah,
but
I'm not a fan either.
You know, I guess after a really late night, I could maybe, you know, sneak it in. But
if I already had a lot of vodka, then maybe I could do some bourbon.
I'm a vodka girl like you, so I knew we were friends.
Yeah, friends.
Okay, so I did make a list. Don't judge me, but
we love a list.
We love a list. Emily, you really like a list.
I do love a list.
Yeah, you're old school.
I'm a list girl. Yeah,
with your planner
written.
Are you one of those like you like to check it off? And
oh, girl, yes. That little dopamine hit that you get when you put that check mark
or like mark it off. The first one we have is the coach. So I'm sure we all have been to the rink and we know that person that has either played hockey before or grew up with hockey and they know all the ins and outs.
Yes, they know all the terms. They can tell you backwards and forwards how to get that equipment on.
They are a pro. And I'm trying to think who that would be on our team. Because, again, in the South, those people are probably few and far between.
Yeah, I don't – I mean, we had a few transplants who are from the North and had a little more hockey experience, but I still wouldn't call them
– like
– experts.
Experts. In, like you said, the coach.
Yeah.
There is one girl that she was a goalie, and her son is a goalie, and I did not realize
that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
And I didn't realize that until, like, the end of the season. We were talking one time, and – she was like, yeah, I used to be a goalie. I'm like, what? I had no idea.
I forgot about that, too. She's our guest at some point.
Yeah, she's going to be our guest. She's the guest that needs wine.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Megan. But, yeah, so she is obviously really knowledgeable.
Yes.
And I do think there's a lot of moms that their kids have played for a couple of years.
Yes.
And or maybe they watch the Bulls, our minor league team.
Right.
So they are knowledgeable. Or maybe they just had an interest in hockey a long time ago. But I don't think that there's anybody, any moms, I'm going to say. There are some dads that played hockey and they know. But just moms, I don't feel like we have that many.
I don't feel like we do either.
We need
one. And I feel like, too, that one kind of gives across, like, almost a little bit of an air of a know-it-all kind of situation. I don't feel like we had any moms.
We didn't have any moms that were trying to, like, coach over the coach.
Yeah, right.
And tell him what to do and all that.
Exactly.
I'm sure other places might deal with that.
I'm sure they do.
And
I've seen it in other sports.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. They think that they know more than the coach does. And at that point, then you should just be the coach.
Right. Just sign up.
If you think
volunteer's tribute,
exactly. It's like if you think you know more than the coach, then step on up, baby.
Right.
You be the coach.
Exactly.
I can imagine rinks in the North are going to have this issue more than us.
Absolutely.
Because they did grow up with it. They have brothers. They have dads. They played themselves. They've watched hockey since they were a baby. So that's going to be something that you're going to deal with at more predominantly hockey areas.
For sure. I agree.
One day when we have more followers that are listening to us and they want to like write in or send us comments or whatever, we definitely want to hear from you because we only have our perspective from the South. We have no idea about the North. So, or I say the North, but you know what I'm saying? Like North.
Areas that are more heavily hockey populated.
Yes. We can hear all the good, bad, ugly stories about know-it-all coaches. Coaching moms from other people. So as far as the coach category, I do not think that I fall into that category.
No, me either. I still feel like I barely know the ins and outs of hockey. There's no way I could coach it.
No. I was listening back on some of our beginning, our very first episode podcast, and I said something about Stealth being on his blades. And it's your edges. So, you know, there's
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's your edges. I'm sure people are going to listen to this podcast sometimes and cringe and be like, what the hell are these girls talking about? But we're growing our knowledge, though.
We are.
We're getting better.
Growing together.
We're growing
together.
And
we make no claims to be the experts.
That's right.
By any means, we're just trying to feel through it together.
That's right. So Emily and I, we're going to mark that off as we are not in the coach category.
No.
Second one on our list is the super fan / cheerleader. And I feel like all moms
are a little bit
of a cheerleader.
But you also, I feel like, give cheerleader. Like
I know.
And that's a compliment.
You're just
so like joyful and peppy and you're an encourager naturally.
Yes, I am an encourager.
You're a great mom cheerleader.
Thank you. I scream cheerleader. I was a cheerleader back in my youth. Duh. But I feel like I could be better. There was one tournament where one of the moms and I think some grandparents, they had those big signs. Did you see that?
Yes.
They had a button. They always had buttons.
Yeah.
They had signs. They had the little noisemakers. They always wear the gear, like his number.
Yeah.
And the jersey. So, like, those people are who I put in that category.
Yeah.
Of, like, they are 100% the super fan. Because, again, every mom is going to be a cheerleader for their kids.
For sure.
We're all out there trying to cheer them on, and of course you are. But the ones that are, like, the super fan, they, like, take it to the next level.
They're, like, invested.
I got ridiculed for not having a sign. So I got to make sure. Yeah, he was mad. Where's my sign? I was like, well, shit.
Yeah, I've never done a sign either. I guess I need to up my game.
We're going to up our game this year.
Yes.
I'm thinking fathead. I think that would be funny.
Yes, that would be hilarious. We need to order those.
We need to order a fathead. I also think I found where we can make a button. You know, Alabama, I know you're an Auburn fan, but Alabama always wears the buttons at like football games.
Yeah, we do at Auburn
too. Okay. So we need to, I saw where you can get a button made. So we might have to get some buttons.
We need to get some buttons for sure. Because we'll get to more of this. But I'm not a huge like wear a jersey or t-shirt kind of girl. So the buttons, that's what I always wear to football games.
Yeah.
So that's a good option.
You can be cute, but also cheerleader.
Right.
You know, support your guy, but not be bathed
full
in it.
Blown,
you know, full blown, decked out. Which we always say, like, do you.
Absolutely.
If that's what you want to wear and that's what makes you happy,
that's
all good. I know it's not my preference. We did spend the money and get the $70 parent jerseys with our kids' name and number. And I think at the beginning it was a good idea and I'm glad I got it.
Yeah.
But it was hard to style.
Yeah, I just don't love the look of it on me. No. I've seen other moms wear them and look cute. I thought you looked cute.
Well, thanks.
But I don't know. Just wasn't my fave.
It wasn't my fave. I think if I could do it again, which I don't know how feasible this would have been, but I would have maybe gotten it bigger and then made it like a dress, like a jersey dress. But then it would have been maybe too wide and not looked cute. But in my head, I feel like it would have been cute. But I don't know. And then Stealth wanted me to wear it every single game. Even on Saturdays for house.
I don't want to.
Are you not going to wear your jersey? I'm like, well, not today. Why? I was like, well, because
I wore it last week.
I wore it last week and it's not that cute.
Well, I feel like as a millennial, I want to like tuck it in.
Yeah.
But we get made fun of for that now by Gen Z, like for the millennial tuck. They just want you to like wear it baggy, I guess. And I don't like that.
I don't either.
I don't like looking
bigger than I really am.
Yeah.
I know. See, Gen Z screws it all up.
They do.
I think we should just, I know, fuck you, Gen Z. We should just be our millennial mom selves and tuck it in.
Yeah. And that's what I ended up doing. Yeah. I ended up just tucking it.
Tucking it in. Right. Or like doing like a little knot. I don't know.
Yes. Like tying it up. Tie it up. I think I did the like bra tuck and like made it look like it was cropped or something. Yes. I can't remember.
That's cute. Have you seen the bands that you can get now?
Yes.
That's what you need next time or this season.
Yeah.
Just get the little band. I mean, I guess your bra works too, but. Maybe just get a button.
Yeah.
I know. And what I think I might do is my jersey, I might like frame it or something.
That's
like,
a good idea.
Oh, no, I can't wear the jersey this year.
It's decoration.
It's decoration. I'll get a button with your number on it or your name or whatever. Or both. And we'll just go that route.
I like it.
Another mom on our team, she got a little necklace with her son's number on. That was cute.
I've been meaning to do that. I haven't done it yet. But
it was real dainty and it was cute. And it was like just a hint.
Just subtle
little, you know, homage to her son out there.
I agree.
So we have the super fans. Again, we're definitely part of that club, but we're like a minor version of that of that category. So next one would be the team mom.
Yes. Super organized.
Super organized.
On top of things.
Always on top of things.
Early to everything. This is not me. We'll just lead with that.
Okay. Emily is not team mom material. No, sorry. It's not. Okay. You didn't put your name in the running, so it's okay.
It's okay. I don't want that responsibility.
I don't want the responsibility either, and I don't have... I think if I had one kid and he was my sole focus,
for sure,
I would be more likely to be a teen mom. But I'm also not very organized. I have like undiagnosed ADHD. So I don't think I would. I'm a procrastinator too. So I would be like last minute person. So that would not be a good role for me.
Yeah, me either.
Even like snack mom and other sports, like I remember the day before and I'm like,
oh yeah.
Or the morning of
Costco, oh my God.
Yes. Or the morning of like, we got to go to Walmart and get the stuff. So we do have a team mom this year. I know in the past they did not have one and it was a cluster.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how the year would go if it was left up to only the coach. Information.
Sorry, guys, but, you know, dudes just aren't as organized.
No.
Most dudes are not as organized.
And they just don't think about the information that, like, we need as moms. Like, I don't know. They just don't have the foresight,
I guess. They're kind of, they think of things, but just not the right things when it comes to organizing, you know, the schedule and the hotel accommodations.
Yes.
There were times that I know our team mom had to reach out to our coach and say, we need the schedule, or like, when is this happening? Is there practice today? Because sometimes it would change or whatever. And I don't want that task.
No, I don't either.
I don't want
that. Too much responsibility.
She also was in charge of like the team party and getting him a Christmas gift and getting him an end of the year gift. And I'm just trying to get my own kids Christmas gifts.
Right.
So
same.
That's just one more thing person I had to put on the list. And our team mom actually really likes it.
Yes. I feel like usually the team moms, like that's just, it's one of their gifts and they're just good at that kind of thing and they enjoy it.
Yes.
So I'm very thankful for women with that personality because it's not me.
They keep us all, they keep it all going round.
Yes.
And we appreciate them.
Yes.
So the team mom, if you have a team mom at your rank or someone that's willing to step up, maybe she needs a Christmas present.
Yeah,
year.
Probably so. We should have gotten her something
for her efforts.
We're not team mom.
I know, as the team mom, because the fact that she went above and beyond, she deserves a little trophy for
Absolutely.
That. Because not everyone wants to do it. So shout out to team moms. Okay, next is the chill mom.
Chill mom.
Chill mom. You're kind of a chill mom.
I feel like I'm pretty chill, yeah.
But, here's the but for Emily. Emily, no, it's not that but. The but for Emily is like, she is chill, but she will turn it up at
the
rink.
I will. I'm chill, but I'm competitive.
Yes. So there's some, I feel like Emily is very chill, very easygoing. Not a lot, like, you don't look like a lot, like, flusters you. Like, you just kind of, like, go with the flow, easygoing. But when they are in the game, and our kids are out
both
there.
Both of us are like, let's go.
We get so competitive, and we're screaming and yelling. Yes. So, yes, there's a chill mom, and I do believe that you fall into that category. But the chill mom that I think about is the one that, like, just doesn't really care. Is not competitive.
Like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever
it's
happens,
fine.
Will happen.
They're just kids.
Yeah.
Let them have fun, which they should have fun.
Yes. And that's how I am, like, off the ice.
Right.
You better put some effort in.
That's right. The beast mode.
Yes.
The beast comes out.
Yes.
So with the chill mom, she's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
It's like, win or lose, she's just happy that her kid's out there. She's going to clap. She's probably not going to scream and yell.
Right.
And be a psycho, which is fine. There is one mom that I'm going to call her the chill mom. And I was screaming and yelling at the glass. I was standing there. And she was like, you know, I just don't scream and yell. And that's just not my thing. And I'm like, is she judging me right now?
I know.
Are we going to be able to be friends? Because that is not who I am. So I feel like every team needs a chill mom. We all can't be crazy.
Sure, right.
But I can't relate to you. You know that song? I can't relate to you. I do think the chill mom, even though they're maybe more calm, cool, collected, that doesn't mean they don't care.
Absolutely.
It's just not their personality.
Right. They're just not going to yell and scream.
No. And that's okay.
Get into it.
That's okay.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendy sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
Next is social butterfly. I think I fall into that one, too.
I was going to say, I feel like you're a social butterfly.
I know. To a fault.
No, not to a fault. You're like, I'm an introvert and you're an extrovert, and I need the extroverts to come adopt me as their friends. that's why I have a friend.
That's right. Well, and I feel like once I get my claws into you, there's no going back. It's like, we're friends forever. My husband gets mad, though, because I want to, like, talk to everybody before we leave. And he's like, oh, my God, we got to go.
I have seen him straight up be like, Morgan, let's go.
Or just, like, leave. And I'm like, I got to go. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I know. I don't like to be rude, and I don't like to just cut off conversations.
I know.
And he's like, just stop talking. I'm like, how? How do you just be like, someone's having a conversation with you, and you just, like, leave and walk away? I'm like, that's rude.
We're done here.
Yeah. I have to go. Your time is up. So he's more of he is social, but I'm definitely the more social one in the relationship. But I just like to know, I like to talk to people, and I like to get to know people.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I don't want to say that, I don't know how we became friends, but I feel like I just started talking to you one time, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like good. We were sitting.
Or maybe I was talking to Kayla or something. I don't know, because we knew them from lacrosse.
Yeah. So I do think the social butterflies can be good to help, like, bring everybody together. But I do. I love people. Being social fills my tank.
Yeah.
You know, that just brings me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to talk to people. But sometimes it can be maybe an annoyance to my husband, which, whatever.
We're going to annoy our husbands one way or another, so it might as well be being friendly to other people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But we have another friend that kind of the same thing. She's not as social, and I just kind of started talking to her, and now we're friends. So, again, with the social butterfly, like, once you're, like I said, once you're in my little group, then there's no going back. So
I love it.
Just
thankful
be careful.
For it.
Like, you might get into the group and be like, I don't really want to be her friend anymore. She talks too much.
But she's a cool kid.
But then, and this is where my little neurotic brain gets in the way sometimes, because I do like to talk. And so I'll go and I'll, like, talk to people. And then afterwards, I'm like, I just, like, brain fucked them with words. And they're probably going, oh, my God. She talks so much. So then I start thinking, oh my God, why do I talk so much? And then I start like going over the conversation, like, why am I so stupid? And why did I say that? And what is wrong with me?
If it makes you feel any better, I'm introverted and I don't even talk that much, but I still do that.
Okay.
Every conversation, I'm like, oh gosh, they think I'm dumb.
Yeah.
They think I'm weird. I said, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Why did you say that? So, yeah.
So we're in the
It's
same
everybody,
boat.
Introverts and extroverts.
That's right. It's just, maybe that's a female thing. We should give ourselves some grace.
Yeah.
Also, I get in trouble sometimes because I will be talking to my friends and I'm supposed to obviously be there watching my child.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Mom, I saw you up there talking and you weren't watching me, which at practice, I don't feel as bad. At games, I try to make a conscious effort.
Same.
Especially if, like, say, you know, Chip and Stealth are not on the same line and, like, Chip playing. I try not to talk to you because I know you want to focus.
Yeah.
And then same thing for me. Like, I try not to talk when mine's out there. So, you know, it has to be in a respectful way.
Right.
So I want to make sure no one misses anything.
Absolutely.
But I have gotten called out for.
I have too.
You know, you were talking the whole time. Did you see my goal? I'm like, yeah, of course I did. It was awesome.
Never missed that.
It's like, I scored 5 goals. I'm like, yes, you did. Not sure. I hope you did.
Taking
your word for it, buddy. But I have to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
But I also think that with this community, you do build such strong relationships. That
right.
That's what's fun about it.
Right. And as a mom, like, we don't get a ton of social hours.
Right.
You know, we have work and taking care of kids. So it's a nice outlet when we do get together with other moms and we can chat.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. And I think tournaments are a really good time to do that, too, because you have
for
more downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we were at the hotel together. So
right.
That was a good time for us to all be social and all come together. I know we kind of have our little group and we've gone out to
right.
eat together. And we find that fun as adults.
Yes.
Our kids get along. So that's part of the fun of travel hockey is being with each other in a different place where you're all sitting there waiting
right.
on the next game. You're all waiting to eat. Like, you know, so you can build relationships
yes,
that way.
Absolutely.
So that's fun. The next one is the newbie, which we've all been there at one point or another.
For sure.
Especially down here in the South, which we say that a lot.
Yeah.
But in case you didn't
just
know, we live in the South. If you had a question, we live in the South.
The accents didn't give it away.
Yes, yes. If they didn't give it away, then you're not listening. So the newbie, unless you are just from Minnesota or somewhere that is hockey is so predominantly, is the predominant sport, everyone's going to be a newbie,
absolutely.
Especially where we live.
Yes.
Everybody has walked into the rink and went, what the hell do I do?
Yeah.
Where do I go?
And I feel like very few people have friends that are already there, too. So you're, like, really the newbie. Whereas, like, baseball or football, even, like, your first season, you're probably going to have a friend or two, at least, that has another kid out there. Whereas hockey, it was, like, a whole new world. We didn't have any friends in it. We did meet friends pretty quickly because we had a lacrosse team member that was playing. But, it was just, like, I know nothing about this.
Yeah. And which we've talked about in some of our other episodes, there are resources, but they're very few and far between.
Right.
So you do have to just figure it out. With the newbie, they're the ones that don't know about the edges. They don't know, they don't know like the line. They don't know anything about hockey.
Yeah.
And they're always asking questions. I know when we went to our first minor league Bulls game and things would happen, I'd be like, what happened?
Yeah.
What was that? What's icing? Why are they facing off again? And my husband was like, hey, I don't even know if he knew, but I had so many questions because I had no idea.
Yeah.
And even now, I still don't always know what happens.
Same.
I still ask a lot of questions. Some of the moms that have been doing this for a couple of years, they are very helpful for the newbies.
Great resources.
Because otherwise, I mean, sometimes like, did we score? Did we not score? Is it a penalty? Well, how long is the penalty? I remember at house, we didn't even know how many minutes each period was.
Yeah, well, they changed them.
Yeah.
So like every time we play a different tournament or something, they'll change them.
It's like, is it 2? I know they did like 2-minute rotations.
Yeah.
I think it was
usually
2 minutes.
But sometimes they change that too, I think.
They change that. It's like, how long is the period? How long is the game? How long is this? So there was a couple of tournaments and a couple of games and we were like, what is going on?
I'm so confused.
Like, when do we get to leave? Like, oh, the game's over? Okay. Like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
So everybody is going to be a newbie at one point or another, but just know it's going to get better.
For sure.
The more you're exposed to it, the more you get there and ask questions and just watch hockey, the easier it's going to be.
Like, we've been watching the playoffs for the NHL and even just doing that, I feel like I'm picking up on more of the nuances and, you know, the strategy and that sort of thing that I feel like I'm still pretty clueless about.
Yeah, I agreed. And I feel like with hockey, as they get old, because our kids are so small, being in the 8U program, more or less, they're like, go out there and hit the puck at the goal.
Yeah.
And be right. a defender. And I do feel like as they get older, there will be more strategy.
Absolutely.
There will be a lot more information that we will learn. Mm-hmm. I know Chip really likes to play defense. So if he stays with defense, like, you're going to know all the things about defense probably.
Yeah.
I don't know what Stell's going to do. He thinks he's going to be the center, but I don't know. So, like, maybe I'll learn about that, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, as, like you said, as we watch hockey, as we're there all the time, it does start to get easier to understand and easier to help other people. So
absolutely.
If you're the newbie, it's cool.
Hang in there. And ask lots of questions. And I feel like hockey parents are generally just cool people and always happy to help.
And if you're ever around me or Emily, we'll definitely help you.
Absolutely. If I don't know the answer, I'll Google it.
That's right. That's a good point. Just Google it.
Yeah.
I mean, or YouTube it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. TikTok it. I mean, there's so much stuff, so much information
absolutely.
Out there.
You don't know what people did before the internet.
I had no idea. You just didn't. You were stupid, I guess.
Know.
You were stupid. You had no idea. You read books. Who does that anymore, right? Who wants to read a book? Next up is the helicopter mom.
Oof.
I know.
I shouldn't. Everybody has their thing. This is not me, though. I don't feel like.
No. I think we want our kids to be safe.
Yes, absolutely.
We're not, like I said, you're a pediatric provider, so safety is very important to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Being healthy, that is important.
Yeah.
But there's a fine line between wanting our kids to be safe and being overboard. Everybody knows that hockey, even at 7 years old, it can be a dangerous sport.
It can. Absolutely.
You're going to fall down. You're going to get hit. It's just part of it.
Yeah.
Luckily, right now, they don't check anybody yet,
right.
but that's coming.
They still run into each other.
They still run into each other because they can't skate.
Yeah.
I mean, they can skate, but they're like little Bambi out there.
Yeah,
we talked
exactly.
about that. But eventually, they will check, and eventually, they will get to the point where they can be a little more, not aggressive, but competitive.
Yeah.
Be competitive. Competitively checking. I don't know what you want to call it.
Aggressive might be the right word.
Aggressive checking. And I think you are naive to think that it's your kid's not going to fall down, get hurt, crash into the boards.
Right.
I mean, that's just part of it. And if that is something that you're overly concerned about, you might want to think of another sport.
Mm-hmm. Play soccer or something where they just pretend to get hurt.
Yeah. Where they're very good at they should get an Academy Award.
Yes.
They fell down.
Sorry. Making enemies of the soccer community.
That's right.
Come for me.
The soccer moms are going to rise up and come at
us. There's definitely more of them than us, so we should probably watch my mouth.
I think we could take them, though. Sorry.
Yeah, we're tougher.
I feel like we could take them. I know there's been a couple times that I've never been scared for Stealth. I'll be honest. He is a very tough kid.
Yeah.
And as much as I, as a mom, you're like, oh, God. But I have a video of him just getting slammed into the boards. I mean, and his little ass popped right back up.
Yeah.
It was like, it did not faze him. But at that point, I was like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, gosh.
That looked like it hurt.
Yeah.
But he has never truly gotten, I need to knock on wood.
Yeah.
He has never truly gotten hurt. I know that that's a possibility, though. So we had to be prepared for that. I used to be in the dental field, so it's funny because people are like, you know, they're going to knock out all his teeth. I'm like, you know, I know some good dentists. It'll be fine.
That's right.
He'll have even an even prettier smile down the road. But I don't worry about that because if you worry about everything, you'll never do anything.
Right. You're just stealing your joy. Like, there's no point. You know, this is a sport that they love. So we're just going to do the best we can to protect them without hovering and worrying every single day about it because that's not worth it.
You're right. The one thing is we've been to a couple tournaments or even in our house league, there are kids that have physically developed faster than our kids.
Yes.
Not that our kids are like small or anything, but they're like normal.
Yeah.
They're average. And there's a couple kids that are like excessively like tall.
Our height at seven years old.
And like, that's when you're like, let me see their birth certificate.
Yeah. Like, wait a second.
Are you eight? When's your birthday? And those, I don't want to say I get nervous because, again, I'm not an overprotective mom, but I can see how if you had a little child that's like of normal average stature, and then you have this gargantuan 8-year-old facing off against them, that would be a little bit scary.
Intimidating.
A little intimidating. For sure. I know we were at a tournament in Huntsville. I don't think it was our team, but one of our best players on the black team, he was up against a kid that was like 2 or 3 heads higher, like taller than him.
And he's small.
He's small, but he stuck with him.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I mean, nothing happened, but he's a really good hockey player, and he was able to, his agility was good. But I know when a kid is like a couple heads taller than your kid and they knock them down on the ground, that can be a little scary.
Yeah, kind of makes Mama Bear come out a little bit. Yes. But you just kind of have to realize, okay, this is what we signed up for.
That's right. I'm anxious to see what it's going to be like when they do get older and it does come across as like on purpose or overly aggressive. Like, what are we going to do?
I know.
Because
I feel like my husband will have to be like, it's okay.
I know. He's fine. I know. And then I think about like, if you scream and yell, because like the hockey like stands are like really close together and you've seen videos of like moms like getting into it.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like that where you're like, hey, get off my kid.
Yeah.
And then that mom's like, you get off my kid. Like, how's that going to go down?
I'm sure it'll get heated sometimes.
I also think about the goalie parents because their kids just get plastered all the time. And then, you know, they get knocked down and I don't know. That would be tough too.
I could not be a goalie mom. It would stress me out.
No. Our goalie, his dad is so funny because we were at a tournament and I don't know if they were like hitting his stick or his glove. And his dad was like, if they're down there and they're hitting your stick, you just push them out of the way and you get them right back. So I think as much as you don't want to just like teach your child to be aggressive, I think you also have to teach your child, like, if someone's coming at you, you're going to give it right back to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't let them take advantage of you or not bully. Bully's a trigger word. But if they're coming at you, you go back at them.
Meet them with the same aggression. I mean, if they're like, you know, breaking the rules, then don't, you know, take your skate to their neck or whatever. But, you know, like, meet their aggression with your own aggression.
Give them a little push.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Tell them who's boss. So, again, the helicopter mom, there's going to be one that's going to be overprotective.
Yes.
They're going to be the one that's really concerned about that stuff. And I don't feel like you're going to be able to talk them off the ledge. They're going to be who they're going to be.
Yep.
And I think you just got to let them worry. Let them worry. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And you just hope
their kid doesn't get hurt.
Hope their kid doesn't get hurt and all will be well. On to the next, which would be the drama queens. And that is the person that I think they kind of almost go into like the social butterfly category because they talk to everybody. So they in turn know all the drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe they don't cause the drama or maybe they do. I feel like it could go both ways.
Either they stir the pot a little bit.
They like maybe know all the drama because they like know everybody and they like talk to everybody, or they're dramatic and they cause the drama.
Yeah.
So there's like a twofold to the drama queen category.
Yeah.
So I feel like when someone knows all the drama, they're just very in tune. Either they like have been around a long time or they know a lot of people. I feel like I don't want to say I know drama, but people tell me a lot of stuff for some reason.
Yeah, I feel like I get tea from you.
I don't know, but I don't know
like
why.
Like on the coach. And,
I know. I don't know why people know
what's going on.
I don't know why people tell me all this stuff.
It's easy to talk to.
Maybe so. It's like I must have like a very trusting face. And I promise I'm not like a catty person. Like, I don't just go tell everybody.
Yeah.
But like, I'll tell my friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, have you seen those videos? It's like, I promise I won't tell anybody, but my friend.
My sister.
But my sister. Or my best friend.
Yes, yes.
So there are things that I do tell people, but if it's something that you want me to keep confident or, you know, in confidence, I'm not going to spread your shit. But if it's like just random, like, oh, did you hear that they're going to do this?
Yeah.
They're going to do that. People just tell me stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's been like that my entire life.
Yeah.
People just tell me stuff. I don't know. I am a vault when I need to be a vault.
Of course.
If it's something random, whatever. But then I think on the other side, there's also people that are just drama queens.
And they just
to be drama queens.
Want to stir shit up.
Want to stir just shit up. And
for fun.
Talk shit. And I feel like they're the ones that are kind of like passive aggressive. And what I mean by that is like, they're just like all about their kid and they don't care about anybody else. And they're like, well, my kid does this and he's awesome. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, yours didn't do this. Oh, okay. Like they're just that kind of person.
Absolutely.
And I also think they're the ones that they're the first ones to like scream and yell at people in the stands or be loud and be the one that's just like always causing a problem.
Yes.
We all have drama queens in our life. This one is just more specific to hockey. But those people I try to stay away from.
Same.
Because I don't want to hitch my wagon to the person that's like always bitching about
right.
stuff.
Right. I don't need that negativity.
I do not need that negativity. Mm-hmm. There's enough negativity in life.
Yes.
I just want to be like butterfly in rainbow land. Yes.
This is a sport. It's supposed to be fun. I mean, it's hard work and it takes effort, but it's still supposed to be fun and enjoyable.
Exactly.
It's entertainment.
Exactly. And why make it more complicated than it needs to be? And we do have to be a community. We all have to stick together. So if you're out here like talking shit about people, if you're talking shit about people, that you're gonna lose your tribe quickly.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, these are people you're traveling with and spending your weekends with and spending your evenings with. Like, you want to be friends with them. You don't want to alienate them by spreading gossip or whatever you're doing.
I will say, I know women can be very dramatic, but I also think the men can be dramatic too in their own way.
For sure. Especially like sports dads.
Yeah. They can bitch and complain.
Absolutely.
I know my husband's gotten a couple calls and he's not really into drama, which I'm appreciative of.
Yeah.
I don't think Wes is either.
No.
But they're kind of like, they stay as far away from drama as possible. But for whatever reason, my husband will get some calls and he's like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, I don't have any.
Like, I can't fix this.
No, I can't fix it. You're just bitching and moaning. And so I think it's funny that men always accuse women of being so dramatic.
Yeah.
But they can be dramatic too.
For sure. Especially in youth sports.
Yes. Yes. I've seen some dads come apart.
Act a fool.
Yeah. Act a fool, yes, about some stuff. So they shouldn't put that all on moms.
No.
But you know what? As far as videos, people will be the, like, women are the first ones to get videoed and ridiculed and like, she's
unhinged.
That. Yes. Yeah. But men, we need to start
videoing
that shit.
Crazy men.
That's right. So with the drama queens, I say just steer clear. Unless you are the drama queen, which you probably know you're the drama queen.
If you're the drama queen, go to therapy.
Yes. Just work yourself out.
Yeah.
Don't be bringing that drama to...
Right.
What is it? Leave the drama with your mama.
Yeah.
We don't need that around here. Okay. So the next one is the annoying AF mom. I'm going to be honest. I don't think we have any annoying AF moms.
No, I don't think we do either.
And I want to like give y'all the tea, but we just don't have that.
I don't think so.
I know that people do, and I know people have some good stories.
Oh, yeah. So if you have some good ones and you want to come on the show and tell us about it,
yes,
let us know.
We want to hear all the tea.
Yeah.
But as far as annoying AF, that is the person that's just annoying and you don't really want to be around them. And
kind of walk the other direction when you see them coming.
And
sounds so mean.
I don't know what it makes. I don't know what makes them annoying, but.
And they like can't read social cues of when to not talk or when to end the conversation or I don't know.
No, I feel like we all have that, just that one person, maybe in our life or in our job or in your sport that, like you said, they're just like you just love to hate them.
Yeah.
I don't say you would hate them, but they're just, you just don't really want to be around them. You obviously have to be around them when you're in hockey because it's a small community.
Right.
But they're just always going to have like a problem with something.
Yes.
They're always going to be like the loudest, the craziest, just
more negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably kind of fall into the drama queen too.
Yeah.
But it kind of goes hand in hand. But annoying AF. We just want to steer clear of them. All right, let's move right along. The next one is polar bear. I didn't realize there was this many hockey moms.
I know.
But there really is.
Who knew?
I mean, as I'm looking at my list, which we're almost done. But there's a lot of different hockey moms.
There are.
Okay. So the next one would be, I call the polar bear. I'm like that.
Yeah, same. I've got my heated vest.
Yes.
I need a commercial for my heated vest.
Tell us about your heated vest.
It's from Amazon, y'all. I'll link it. It's fabulous. It just got a little battery pack in it and it heats up. I think they have gloves and jackets too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I need one of those.
Yeah, you do.
I think really my do. Feet always get cold more than anything.
Yeah. I think they have socks.
I need socks.
Yeah.
I need socks. Mm-hmm. That goes in, which we're going to talk about the fashionista in a minute, but the polar bear, the one that's always cold, it's hard to stay warm, but still be cute.
Yes, that is very true.
I think that's hard.
You kind of just end up looking homeless with all those layers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw this one video on TikTok, and it was this mom that lived in Canada, and she had one of those like big puffy jackets mm-hmm. that was like to her ankles.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those.
Me either.
I don't. She looks don't like really a walking sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And then of course you can like wear a beanie, but then like, what if you want to take your beanie off?
Right. The hat hair becomes an issue.
Yeah. Your hair don't look good. And then my head always itches when I have a hat on all the time too. So like that's not comfortable. And then, you know, like the coat is nice, but what I struggle with in the South is in the summer because you're going to the rink. It's hot as can be outside, but it's cold inside. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, usually you have stuff to do after you go to the rink.
Right.
So it's like, what do you wear? So it's like, I guess you always need to have a blanket. You always need to have a jacket in your car and then just wear layers and you just take the layers off.
Pretty much.
But that's the struggle. I also struggle with my children because my three-year-old, he used to always want to wear shorts in the rink. And I'm sure parents were judging me, but like, whatever. That's a battle I wasn't ready to fight. Like, if he didn't say he's cold, he's not cold.
Choose your battles.
Choose your battles. But he was always like running around like in short sleeves and shorts, and it's cold.
Yeah.
But he didn't say anything. And then my daughter, you know, she was like a little bitty baby. Mm-hmm. So I was like trying to dress her appropriately. And then like her hands would be cold or her feet would be cold. And then like we had the blanket. And so it's just a lot of shit you got to think about and carry. And I don't know. I don't think there's like one perfect solution to the temperature and always being cold.
Well, and the temperature is not always consistent either. I mean, at our rink, it's usually pretty much the same, but I've been to other rinks where it was freezing. And then I've been to some where somehow you were kind of like up away from the ice and it was nice and toasty and warm. So it's hard to know. So layers, that's like all you can do.
That's right.
Is just bring lots of layers.
Like when your dad always said, like, bring a jacket just in case.
Yeah.
Like you really should bring a jacket just in case.
And maybe a blanket too.
Maybe a blanket.
Yeah.
And probably just get a little tote bag and just throw that in your car.
Yep.
Have it available.
For sure.
With all the stuff because you just never know. One thing too is with the kids, after they play hockey and then they sweat, they get really cold. So then I was also trying to like either bring extra clothes or give them something that's warm, like a sweatshirt or a jacket or something, because there's like that downtime in between.
Right.
And you know, they're freezing because their clothes are all soaked from sweat. So it's tough. That's one thing that is tough. I can't imagine in the North where there's like snow and like, I bet they're wearing like snow boots and gloves and all that. Then there's like outdoor rinks up there. Like, what's that like?
Just the amount of time it must take just to get dressed when you live in that kind of environment.
I know.
It just stresses me out.
I know. Y'all should come to the sunny South.
Yeah. Now we're crowded enough down here. They're already crowded on our beaches.
That's right. Yeah. Don't come here. It sucks.
Stay put.
It sucks. But yeah, I think that depending on the rink and like where you live, like we said, you just need layers. You need to be prepared. But there is that person that's always cold and they're always complaining about it, which is fine. And probably they're just not prepared. They weren't a Girl Scout, maybe.
I've definitely been there before.
Yeah.
Just forgotten my jacket or forgot to change after work or whatever.
Yeah. You could always buy something in the pro shop, I guess.
That's true.
You know, $100
on something.
Spend
the stupid tax or pay the stupid tax.
Oh, yeah. I like that, the stupid tax, because, you know, we've all been there. We're like, shit, I got to buy something and you're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they get you.
Yeah, it is when they get you.
That's when they get you.
Price gouging.
That's right. Upcharge. Okay, we have a couple more left if you're bored already. But these are the last ones, and they're pretty good. The next one is the It's 5 o'clock somewhere mom.
I love this mom. I'm not this mom, but I love this mom. She's a good time.
Yeah. I love that she is just unapologetically herself.
Yes.
There's a mom, and maybe we'll interview her one time, but she is a mom of someone in Huntsville, and she is always like double fisting her drink and has her beers or her mixed drink or whatever. And I'm like, good for you.
Yep.
Like, if that's what you need to get through these games and have a good time, live your best life. Do you, baby boo.
And hockey is the only youth sport I've ever been to personally where they like will be selling alcohol
at all times.
Concession stand or their little separate bar thing.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me.
Even when we did Learn to Skate in Little Toros, like you can get a beer and watch your kids skate.
There are moms and dads out there.
Heck yeah. I think that's amazing. And I'm like you. I am not that mom just because I have a lot of other things I have to worry about. And I cannot be inebriated because it just would not be a good look for me.
Yeah.
And I'm also the type of person that if I did have a couple of drinks, I feel like I would then turn into like the annoying AF mom or like the psycho mom. Same. Because, you know, little Momo comes out and I get a little crazy. So I have to be very mindful and be very particular about those times.
Same.
But if you're a mom that can handle your shit and you have a Stanley full of wine or a White Claw whatever, and that makes you more pleasant to be around,
I think
it's good.
Yeah.
One of our friends, like, she'll have a couple beers beforehand and she, like, loves it.
Her
like,
purse
she
beers.
Thrives.
Yeah.
Yeah, her purse beers, and she just thrives that way. So do your – I love it. I think it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is.
For some people.
Somewhere.
Mine's more like after the game and everybody's settled, I can enjoy myself.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, last one is the fashionista.
Yeah.
I feel like you're always cute. You always have cute.
You're
outfits.
Always cute.
No, you're always cute. No, you.
You,
no,
girl.
You.
Yeah.
No, you. I feel like the fashionista can kind of go a couple different ways. So, you know, there's like the stereotypical hockey mom with like your big puffy jacket, your Lulu like leggings and sweatshirt, your Louis Vuitton purse, you know, your cute little, you know, sneakers or your Uggs or whatever. So like that person, there's going to be that person that always looks cute.
Yeah.
Then I feel like there's sometimes that there's women that wear like, I don't know, like however they put it together, like they're wearing like a cute sweater and jeans and more stylish
it's less sporty
boots.
And more like, I don't know what I would wear out to dinner. Or
yeah. So, I mean, I feel like I kind of fall. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm very fashionable. I want to be fashionable, but sometimes it's more like I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But look cute. Same. So, like, leggings and a sweatshirt or leggings and, I mean, like, that's kind of my go-to. Yeah. What Emily's wearing now. Her leggings, her tank, her hoodie. But another thing that I think about is, like your team colors.
Right.
I do try to, I did try with.
You are really good about that.
I tried. But our team is red and black. And I mean, I like red, don't get me wrong. But what if you didn't like red? And then you're kind of like pigeonholed. Like, no offense, Nashville. If I had to wear that yellow, I would not like that.
Yeah.
So that could be a big factor in how fashionable you can look depending on your team colors.
For sure.
But I like our team colors.
I do too. I think they're good. They're relatively neutral.
Yeah.
But I just wear black a lot. I know. Sometimes I'll throw a little red in there, but I wear a lot of black.
See, if we wear our black and we have our buttons.
Exactly. That's why we need to get buttons. Yeah. We got to get on that.
Because we're going
to
dip our toes into the cheerleader category. Then it'll all go together.
Yes.
And it won't matter what you're wearing.
Exactly.
And sometimes I do just want to wear like a nice, like a sweater. Like I want to be cozy.
Every now and then I'll
so
do
there's
that.
Times when I've like worn a sweater and it's not our team color and I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sure Stealth gets mad because it's not the same jersey with his number on it. But he's just going to have to deal. There'll probably be a day that he won't want me to wear it. Like,
that's
he'll be embarrassed.
True. We should cherish that.
So we should
probably cherish it. He'll be trying to give it to his girlfriend instead of his mom.
That is not acceptable.
I know. So, yeah, maybe we should wear our jerseys.
We should just
wear all we can.
Wear the jerseys all we can because one day he won't want you
to.
But I think with the fashionista, wear what you're comfortable in.
For sure.
Everybody's going to wear what they want to wear. Sometimes people's outfits are not that cute.
That's okay.
Another thing is like the hockey mom gear. Like if you, I don't know, there's like a lot of those like shirts that are like, you know, like hockey mom season. I don't know.
Yeah.
Those aren't really my style.
Not my vibe either.
But
it says mom on it. It's probably not my,
not
that I'm not. Like, that's my favorite job in the world, but I just don't want to wear anything that says mom on it.
To be labeled mom.
Yeah, yeah.
To be reminded that you're a mom.
I know I'm a mom.
Sometimes I'm like, am I really a mom?
I'm
going to forget. But you're right. Sometimes I think it could be cuter.
Yeah. But, I mean, some people love that vibe, and that's totally fine. I don't, like, look at people and be like, ugh. When they wear that, that's just not my personal style.
It's not what you're
going to
wear.
Style.
But that's what makes the world go around. We're
exactly.
all the same.
We're all different.
We're all different. So, again, do what you want to do, but that's just not what we're going to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to come out with, like, a clothing line that's really cute.
Yes, the Hockey Moms Uncensored line.
Hockey Moms Uncensored line that's
I would wear
stuff.
A Hockey Moms Uncensored sweatshirt.
Me too, because that's our brand. But anything else that's like made on Etsy or maybe not Etsy, but you know, it looks like someone like, what is it, like screen printed it in their basement. That's just not my thing. I have a Cricut. I can make a sweatshirt.
I mean, Cricut can make some great things.
I'm making us a sweatshirt.
Make us our logo.
That's right.
I would totally wear that. Okay. And people would be like, what's Hockey Moms and Sister? I'd be like, let me tell you about my podcast.
Let me tell you all about it. I'm going to make Emily wear an ugly mom sweatshirt. I'm going to make it on my Cricut. And be like, I bought you this. And she's going to be like,
thanks. I would totally wear it, probably.
She would wear it for a minute and be like, oh, no. Like, put my sweatshirt on over it. No, I'm kidding.
Hold Riker and let her spill something.
Oh no! I'm so sorry about your sweatshirt. I am not that crazy of a Cricut lady, so I've not ventured into apparel
yet.
No apparel yet.
Cricut's are great. I thought about buying one, but
you know, don't judge me. But I'm really glad I have it. I've used it a lot more than I thought I would, but it's like collecting dust in the closet right now.
That's how
but
most of my crafty stuff is.
When you need it,
yeah,
it comes in handy
for sure.
Okay, last but not least, which this is the category that Emily and I fall into. Yeah. And this is just the normal, well-rounded.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, like hodgepodge hockey mom.
Yep.
And that just means that we kind of have a little bit of each. I feel like Emily and I do a really good job of being normal. We're not crazy and psycho and drama queens. No. But when it's time to like turn it up, and be like the cheerleader, and you're screaming and yelling, and you're getting into the game. We can be that person.
We can turn up for sure.
We can turn it up. Turn down for what?
Bang on the glass and yell at those boys.
Exactly. And there's just, I don't know. That's what really made it fun. I know when we first started, not that I was scared to be at the glass, or I was trying to be more reserved. But again, like, trying to like figure out the environment and figure out your surroundings. And was it our first tournament that we actually like went outside and we were standing back? Because at our rink, there's like an inner lobby where you can see, but then you can actually go into the arena and stand right by the glass. And I think it was like our first or second game, we decided to go stand by the glass, and it was so much
fun. It's totally different. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. So I encourage people, if you don't think that you're that mom, go try it.
Yeah.
You might like it.
Get into it. Look up some rules. If you don't know what's going on, try to figure it out a little bit. Pay attention in practice. Yeah. And then get up on that glass and yell at those boys and bang on it when they score.
Because it was so fun. It is. Like you probably will say stuff that doesn't make sense if you don't know what you're talking about.
I've said the wrong thing so many times.
Me too. And I'm like screaming something and it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what I'm saying. But it is fun. And it is funny too because I do feel like I'm a nice person and a very like sweet, respectful person. But some of the things that were coming out of my mouth, like get in their face,
knock him down,
knock him down. I'm like, who am I? Why am I like this? But
I'm the same way.
It's the culture.
It is.
You think you're nice and sweet, and then you get in it, like you said, you get next to that glass, and like another version of yourself comes out.
Yeah.
But it is fun, and I think that is why everybody loves hockey so much, because you can kind of just like be free to be who you want to be and not have reservations, not be scared of judgment. People are going to judge you no matter what, so just live your life and have fun. And I think when there were times when Stealth would see me by the glass, and like you could just see how happy he was.
Like, oh, mom's watching me.
Yeah, it's like he would be out there on the ice, and like we would make eye contact, and he would have the biggest smile.
Yeah.
Or he would wave. Like, those are memories that I'll never forget. Yeah. And I don't know if I would have had those otherwise.
If you weren't right there on
the only negative is, I do have a younger baby, and she's probably going to have like hearing damage or like not shaking baby syndrome, but like, you know, I'd like jump and scream and yell, and she's probably going like, what the hell is going on? But she loved it.
She's a great little hockey sister.
She's a great hockey sister. And then my middle one, he likes to cheer too. Like he likes to bang on the glass. And Stealth is always like, you know, get Blaine. And like he wants to wave. So that part of it is just so much fun.
It is.
And just, I don't know, I love it so much.
Me too.
I love being a hockey mom.
Same.
We're good hockey moms.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it fits us, suits us.
It does. We found our calling in life is to be good hockey moms.
All right, so that completes the list. So y'all comment and let us know what kind of hockey mom you think you are, or if we missed any. Did we forget any hockey moms stereotypes? Yeah. Let us know.
There's any other hockey moms at your rink, we want to know who they are. Yeah. And tell us all the stories.
Yeah, feel free to send some stories.
About your crazies up there or down there, wherever, because I know they're out there. But this has been a fun episode to just talk about all the different ones. And again, we love being hockey moms. And I promise you that if you become a hockey mom, you will love it too.
Absolutely. So next week in episode 5, we're going to talk about travel hockey a little bit more. Go into a little bit more depth about what it entails to be a travel hockey mom and the expenses and...
The highs and the lows.
Highs and lows, yep.
There's a lot. That's going to be an interesting episode. Yeah, you want to stick around for that one.
It'll be juicy.
It'll be real juicy. That's right. We are so happy that you're here, and we will see you next week.
Bye, y'all.